Today, we discuss the Muslim vote with Javed Ali, editor-in-chief of Ilyum magazine.
You know, American Muslims are feeling a bit disenfranchised. They're not so enthusiastic about President Obama as they were the last time, because, you know, I think a lot of them feel like it's business as usual when it comes to foreign policy. The drone strikes have intensified, and Guantanamo hasn't been closed yet. There's still, 166 prisoners that are remaining. So they feel that President Obama has let them down. Now, these are not, all the voters. There's a certain segment of the voters who feel disappointed by President Obama. But we've also seen that there's a rise in the level of engagement when it comes to American Muslims, both offline and online. There's been debate parties that have been held here in San Francisco and cities across the country. Mosques and Muslim organizations have, they've mobilized mosquegoers and support and the youth. And these parties are usually well attended, and people are engaging in a post-debate discussions, both offline and online. So I think there is a higher level of engagement when it comes to American Muslim voters.
Do you see then, since there is such, as you say, disappointment in President Obama, do you see a return by Muslim Americans to the Republican Party as they voted for President George W. Bush pre-9/11?
So, historically, I think Muslims have aligned themselves with the Republican Party because they felt that their values were closely aligned. But this change has happened, especially in a post-9/11 world. In the past election cycles, we've definitely seen the shift. And I don't think that they're going to go back to the Republican Party, mainly because it seems like the Republican Party has kind of adopted an agenda that's anti-Muslim. But there's a lot of, anti-Muslim sentiment in the country. And Muslims also, they realize that change does not happen overnight. It takes time, especially when it comes to institutional change.
What's the role of Islamophobia this year? It's been a big issue for these past couple of years and the anti-Sharia movement in many states. And there's just this sense that there's a heightened sense of kind of anti-Muslim sentiment. How does that play into how people vote?
It's not a secret, right? Islamophobia exists, and it's an industry that has realized that this is a lucrative, this is a lucrative industry pretty much when you're mining and marginalizing the Muslim American community, and they're making money off of it. So, and it's rampant in the Republican Party as well. So I think, going back, when you look at the pizza magnate Herman Cain, he vowed not to appoint any Muslims in his cabinet if he were to be elected. Or you look at the former speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich, who claimed that Palestinians are invented people. So there's been certainly a lot of cases, that have been reported on. And I think this is definitely affecting the way that Muslims are going to vote because, they don't feel like they're aligned to the Republican Party.
Okay, so let's talk about local candidates, Bay Area, California. Who is the Muslim community excited about?
There's Aziz Ansari. He's running for office in the city of Fremont. And I think, he's one to watch. There's a political blog from the city of Fremont that labeled him a game changer. So he's a fresh face, and he believes that due to the city's poor strategy, bad policies, and lack of leadership, it's caused a significant lapse where the city of Fremont stands when you look at, the Silicon Valley. He's addressing the issue by saying that he's going to provide better fiscal management, bring in new businesses, drive the creativity and innovation that has lacked over the past few years.
And so let's talk about some ballot initiatives and just local issues. What propositions are being followed by the community?
While I think that foreign policy remains a pressing issue, When you look at the local measures, Prop 37, that would require companies to label all foods that have been made with genetically modified ingredients. There's also Prop 35 that would toughen the penalties for sex trafficking and those that are convicted of the crime, you know, and rightfully so. And Muslims are also interested in measures that are related to the flow of special interest money into elections. You know, I think that this is going to be something that's going to directly affect the Muslim community in years to come because of the forces that are driven to minimize the role of Muslims in the mainstream. And this, again, takes back to the Islamophobia industry that exists and the money that's being pumped into the special interest groups.
So overall, are you expecting a lower turnout to the vote? Yesterday, I spoke to some people and some of them were just like, you know what? I feel like Obama and Romney pretty much will do the same and have the same policies in terms of Muslim Americans and the Muslim world. President Obama hasn't repealed the Patriot Act. He hasn't closed Guantanamo Bay and all these other things. And the drone attacks are continuing in Pakistan. I don't feel a difference between the two and I just won't vote. Are you hearing that?
We certainly are hearing that. And, you know, there's a report that the Institute for Social Policy and Understanding is a think tank based out of Santa Clara. They released a report earlier this year called Engaging American Muslims. And they've determined that there's about 1.2 million American Muslims who are registered voters. And, you know, votes that are going to be cast in the battleground states also has a large American Muslim population. So I think we have seen a rise in the level of engagement when it comes to American Muslim voters. There are certainly segments that are going to vote for the third party candidate, but I don't think there's going to be a lower turnout overall.